Tonight, we're very happy to have with us Miklós Gefney, the Hungarian tenor, who is going to give a concert tomorrow evening. Well, Mr. Gefney, would you like to tell me whether you come from a musical family?
Oh, well, first let me tell you that how happy I am to find this beautiful weather here in Invercargill. I was frightened in Auckland. They were telling me that the weather is very bad here and it's really beautiful. And then you pronounced my name really wonderful. Where did you get it?
You've been coaching me.
did I? I don't think so, but it's wonderful. Well, I don't come from a musical family, actually. My parents, we had a big, big farm in Hungary, and I'm the only bad one in the family, the bad sheep, who became a musician.
And a very good musician, too, I'm sure. Tell me, did you study for any other career before taking up singing?
Oh, yes, well, I was going to be a doctor. I had 1 year in university, but I didn't finish, really.
No.
No, I didn't. I became a singer.
And where did you begin your voice training?
Well, my voice training actually began during the war in a prison camp, and then after the war, I came to Budapest, and I continued my study there.
I think there's a story about Budapest that I'd like you to tell the listeners, if you don't mind, Mr. Gefney. You remember about the leading singing teacher in Budapest?
Oh, my goodness, you have seen my motion picture, probably. That's where you got this. Yes, I had quite a difficulty, you see, after the war. Hungary was completely destroyed, and it was very difficult, really. And I had to sing outside of his door, and he came out, and he took me in, and since then I'm in Invercargill.
Have you been in opera long, Mr. Gefney?
Oh, well, I made my debut in 1952, but I've been concertizing before that.
Hmm.
But I've made my operatic debut in 1952 in Italy.
In Italy?
Yes, in Rome.
Yes. How did you find Italy, by the way?
Oh, I love Italy. There's one word for it. I love it.
Grand country, isn't it? I understand this is your second tour of New Zealand, but last time you only came as far as Dunedin. Now, I wonder if you'd tell the listeners whether you were pleased with the audience reaction for the first time.
Oh, yes. Well, I just love New Zealand. Now, this is not just a publicity. I really love it. This is one of those. I was looking forward very much to come back after my big Australian tour. And I told so much about New Zealand for my wife, and she's with me at present, and I'm very happy to show this country, and we are very happy here, and the audience is just marvelous.
Good. And you're the mention of your wife. May we ask a little question here? I understand you proposed under rather unusual circumstances.
Well, you see, there is no such a thing as unusual circumstances when you propose. It is always happening with everybody in the most unusual way. I'm sure that everybody could tell their story, and it was always the most unusual. Well, I proposed, in, if you call it, unusual way, as we went to the Madison Square Garden in New York to a boxing match, and I told her that in the third round I'm going to tell her something. So she was afraid that the fellow will be knocked out in the second, so I will not have a chance to tell her. But the fight was going on, and so I asked her to marry me, and so she said, well, you know what happened.
Would you say that you enjoy traveling, Mr. Gefney?
Oh, I love traveling very much, very much. Well, it is a marvelous thing. We are both, I feel, very young yet, and this is my third trip around the world, and it is wonderful to be able to greet people whom we have seen a few years back and come back again and go around and speak all those languages. I think it's marvelous.
Yes, I'm sure it must be.
Yes, it is.
It's grand. Now, I wonder if you tell us something about your musical activities in America at present.
Oh, well, you see, before I came here, as I told you, we gave 62 concerts with my very dear friend and one of the greatest pianists, Mr. Henry Penn, in Australia. And before that, I was in America. Naturally, I'm concertizing, I'm doing a great deal of television, I'm doing a lot of recordings, and I've been in Central South America, I've been in Europe all over, I've been Middle East, and I've done a few things. in the past few years.
You certainly have crammed a lot into those years. And your mention, of course, of Mr. Henry Penn, I know the listeners would like to hear from you, Mr. Penn. Have you been to Invercargill before?
Oh, yes, I've been quite a few times. I think last time with another great singer, Oscar Natzka.
Yes, indeed.
I think we were here. Now, as you've brought me here to say a few words, you won't mind if I'm quite candid.
No.
I came over very eagerly to New Zealand, and particularly to see Invercargill, so I'll let you into a little secret. Firstly, I came to accompany Mr. Gaffney and also to play, but secondly, I came over to find out, now you may laugh, but to find out the Melbourne Cup winner. Now, I'm not joking about this.
No.
I have it. I've seen it in New Zealand. And, of course, I'm a long way down now, so I don't think it'll hurt if I let out the secret. But I saw a horse at Te Rapa last week, and everybody can listen to it. Syntax.
Well, good for you.
That's where he actually loses his money. You see? He plays wonderfully. He is great at the piano, but then he puts it on the bad horses.
Well, Mr. Gaffney, it's been grand having you in the studio, and it's been nice hearing from you, Mr. Penn.
Thank you.
And we wish you every success in your concert tomorrow night.
Yes, well, thank you very much. It's very kind of you, and I hope you'll be there tomorrow night at my concert, too.
Thank you, I will.